For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We'll check in on the Yankee lineup, get you set for the Met game tonight as well. Plus, why does Joe Shane continue to hate Daniel Jones? A lot to get through here in the 5 o'clock hour, but it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Doing a week-long NFL lead-up to the season theme here.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I gave you the top five guys I think will lead New York in touchdowns. Today, I'm going to give you the top five under-the-radar breakout stars in this town for this season. You like it?
I love it.
You get it?
I'm excited.
I don't sense you love it.
Breakout star. I'm pumped up.
Show a little more enthusiasm.
You sound like my wife sometimes. She's like, why are you not excited for this? I'm like, I am excited for this.
Shut up.
I'm going to take my shirt off? Like, what do you want me to do?
You know, all right, let's go.
All right. Yes, I can't wait. Yay.
Here we go.
Number five.
Theo Johnson.
Theo Johnson.
Do you even know Theo Johnson?
Of course. Theo Johnson has a chance to be very good. You're pumped about Theo Johnson, aren't you? Giants.
I saw him at Penn State.
Yeah. Look good.
Really no Darren Waller, fourth runner. And we saw in Hard Knocks, the Giants were unwilling to part with their fourth round pick to trade up to get another cornerback.
He better be good, I'll tell you that.
So he better be good.
Considering the production they probably need from him, considering that they didn't want to move that pick to improve their secondary, that's what I'll say about Theo Johnson. To quote the great Joe Benigno, he better be freaking good.
Yep.
He better be good.
I like it. And he switched from 47 to 84, which is a good look now.
Number four.
Wan'Dale Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Third year slot receiver. No more Sterling Shepard. Fully recovered from ACL in his rookie year. Attention on neighbors. I think Wan'Dale could eat here.
Do you think it was a good decision or bad decision that somebody in this room decided to draft Wan'Dale Robinson in fantasy?
Average.
Average pick?
Yeah.
It was late. I needed a receiver. I'm like, Wan'Dale Robinson. Why the hell not?
Tiki not enthused by the list so far.
Number three.
Yeah, PPR. Number three is Jeremy Ruckert.
Yeah.
Look, I gave you yesterday, I think Conklin's going to score a lot of touchdowns. Ruckert basically kind of buried as a third tight end in this team. Now is elevated to the second tight end.
I don't see it.
Local kid. I will say this. Can I give a hot take about Ruckert? I think we've overrated him because he was a local kid.
I was about to say.
But this is his chance. That was the number two tight end.
Look, you have Aaron Rodgers throwing you the football. He can make anybody look good. But I think that Jeremy Ruckert, who I was excited about as well as a third-round pick a few years ago, but I think I was excited the same reason everybody else was. He was a local kid. I think we've overhyped him. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Still a third round. He should. This is the year now.
I agree. I don't see it.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Xavier Gibson.
Mm.
All the talk about Mike Williams and even drafting Corley. Watch Gibson be the flashy, fast offensive playmaker in this offense.
He's got a chance, man.
Okay.
He's definitely got a shot.
He's talented. Piqued his interest.
He did.
I like kids
who start as punt returners.
And okay, I was also going to say, Tiki likes Nate Hackett, so maybe he's indicating that I could be honest.
No, I love Nate Hackett.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. All right, here we go.
Number one.
I think it's Tyrone Tracy.
Oh,
I think when we look at this year and all the rookies, the fifth round running back out of Purdue has a path to be an explosive running back, and he could usurp Devin Singletary as the top back by the end of the year for the Giants.
There you go.
Those are five names to watch this year. Thank you. That's Cinco de Fivo.
Did you all, Cinco de Fivo every day at 5 o'clock, did you guys all do fantasy drafts? Like, you all built your teams and done now? Because it seems like this is the week.
Did you do this? Other than...
I did my own and I did my sister's
yesterday. You did two? You did two leagues?
No, I'm only in one. My sister, congrats to her and her husband Mike, had a baby yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Hudson is now in the family. I don't know if I'm supposed to release that, but it's out there now.
The name is Hudson.
Hudson.
After the river?
Well, I already said, you know, if he's a little league star, we can call him Hudson Yards.
Oh, I like that.
So she had a C-section at 6 p.m., so not even 24 hours old, and had me drafting her fantasy team with her texting me every pick she wanted by 8:30.
Wow.
So 2.5 hours after being cut open, she was in on her fantasy draft, but I did it for her.
Wow, nice.
That's a recovery.
Was
right?
it a good draft?
We got a C. But
Yahoo ratings gave you a C.
So stupid.
Was that your doing or her doing?
I think my doing. Yeah. I took Malik Nabers in the second round. They didn't like that ESPN.
I took Malik Nabers too.
Yeah, my first two picks were Breece Hall and Malik Nabers.
Well, first of all, Malik Nabers in the second round is quite a reach.
Well, no, just it's not.
In
why?
The second round?
Why
in
is that
the
a reach?
At the end
round?
Of the second round, mind you.
I don't know, man. That to me is more of a third or fourth round pick.
Rookie wide receivers have been breakout stars in the NFL.
Yeah. I'm not saying he can't be a breakout star. I'm saying that there are other options to where I wouldn't have taken him in the second round.
It depends on how many teams are in your league.
12 team. I'm thinking 12 team.
12 team. There's the three best receivers in football this year will be Justin Jefferson, Puka Nacua, and Malik Nabers. That's not a reach.
I don't know if Puka's going to be up there.
Is Tyreek Hill suspended for the season?
Exactly.
Can I not hear that?
I mean, you left out a bunch of names. You included Garrett Wilson, too. You left him out.
To be honest, I forgot about Tyreek.
I do admit that in my... I do one fantasy league. The one thing I don't understand about people is when they...
A C for a C-section.
Hey. I don't get people that do multiple leagues. Like, that is so confusing to me. Like, how can you keep track of everything? Like, one team, and you go on.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, how do you have multiple team people?
I used to have four, and then I quit. It was too daunting.
Dude, it's confusing. And then you start contradicting what you're rooting for.
Yeah.
Because,
that's why I stopped doing multiple.
I don't understand that.
Because there's no way you're getting the exact same team.
Yeah.
I was once in a league with somebody who had 17 teams, and because they had 17 teams, they thought they were the God's gift to fantasy.
No,
and they
always
stunk.
Well, you're bound to win
you
one of
them. You can't focus on enough.
Of course.
Like being the GM of 17 teams.
But it's not even if you allowed yourself enough time to keep track of it. What I have a problem with is when I'm sitting there on a Sunday, I have an opponent. So let's say I'm facing you in fantasy.
Yes.
I know who's on your team.
Right.
So if I have 30 different teams, the guys I'm rooting against that are on your team are bound to be on my team in one of the other leagues. Right. And so now you're sitting there and you don't even know what to root for. You get confused.
Yes.
Did you do fantasy this year?
I did. I did one with IBM and UPS. It was fun.
IBM and UPS?
Yeah, it was an IBM-powered, and the clients are UPS.
Oh, so it's one league.
Yeah.
Who'd you take in the first round?
You'll never guess.
Garrett Wilson.
No, but he does wear green.
Oh, he does wear green. Okay, yeah. Breece Hall. Look at that picture of you.
I wish that he was gone before I could pick at number 8.
You traitorous prick. You took CeeDee Lamb.
I did not take CeeDee Lamb, but he is in the division.
Who the hell did you take?
Saquon Barkley.
No, you didn't.
Not dead enough, apparently.
You took Saquon Barkley?
I'm trying to win.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding
at all. He's dead to us.
Not in my fantasy league.
Wow. He rose from the dead just so that Tiki could take him
and
in fantasy.
And then I had to follow it up and take Malik Nabers with the second pick.
You had to cleanse yourself.
I had to cleanse myself.
You're dead to me.
Wow. I didn't see that turn coming. So after all that, here's your headline. Tiki Barber drafts Saquon Barkley in first round of fantasy draft.
That's right.
Wow.
The value was there, Tiki. Huh?
The value.
He's going to be good. That's why we hate him. He's going to be great in Philadelphia.
Fair enough.
So all eyes on Brazil for Tiki. Needs those stats right away.
Yeah,
exactly.
Coming right out of the gate.
Get a head start.
I always find that difficult. I try to not have too many AFC East players on my team. It turns out to not be the case because you always have to go best available. But I hate having Dolphins.
If you can take
Bills.
Josh Allen, why would you not do that?
No, you have to. Right. I reached in the first round for Garrett Wilson. I picked him 5th overall, and I knew it was a reach. But I also knew, like, I want to be happy.
Yeah, but not necessarily. Because he could have a ridiculous season.
Yeah, it's not like an embarrassingly bad reach. Yeah. I think Garrett Wilson in most fantasy leagues for those drafting tonight, because I guess this is the last night to do it.
Yeah.
He's mostly considered late first round.
Exactly.
So I didn't reach.
He's 10 or 12.
So I went, instead of 10 and 12, I went to 5. Instead of taking Justin Jefferson, who was available, I went with Garrett Wilson. But my thinking was, I want to be happy.
And by the way, Justin Jefferson has Sam Darnold as his quarterback.
That's right.
And so we don't know what that's going to look like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Look like.
I'll tell you, it's funny. It's the last thing I'll say about my fantasy team, okay? Get Garrett Wilson. I'm building a team up. I don't have a quarterback. All the quarterbacks are gone. People go way too early. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. Finally, I'm like, you know what? Aaron Rodgers is sitting right there.
No, you didn't.
And I drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Nice.
Ninth round. I waited. I took him. And now I got Rodgers. Oh, man. I'm a Jet fanboy fantasy nerd. Let's go.
My quarterback is Kyler Murray, only because I interviewed him last week.
Boy, you're swayed so easily.
I'm so swayed.
That's following funny. On social media as well.
Now,
at K1.
Before we get to your calls, we got a lot to do here in this 5 o'clock hour. The Yankee lineup, the Met lineup, get set for tonight's baseball. Joe Shane, if you didn't see this, was on Hard Knocks. And I'm not talking about the Giants Hard Knocks. He was on the Bears Hard Knocks. And he was having a conversation with Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, while they were watching a college football game. They were scouting together. And Joe Shane, on camera, made the comment, ah, boy, must be great to not be looking for a quarterback.
Mm.
And this has annoyed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen Giant fans very upset saying this was disrespectful to Daniel Jones that he made that kind of comment. So, first of all, what is your response to Joe Shane publicly
He's keeping it real. And we all know that that is the case. Like, we're Giant fans are getting upset because it feels like it's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, but you all know that it's the case.
Yes.
You probably all feel somewhat similar to it. And so the frustration, and I've said this many, many times, and I'll say it again, with Daniel Jones is that this is his sixth season coming up, and you still don't know. Like, you don't know if he's been paid like he's part of your future. But it's his sixth year, and you don't know. It's not all his fault, but it's just the reality of quarterbacking in the NFL. They changed the rules or the collective bargaining agreement, how many years ago that was, 15 years ago, 12, 15 years ago, so that they didn't overpay first-round quarterbacks and you could get out of it quickly, right? And they did that so that if you made a mistake at quarterback, drafting a guy in the first round, you could move on from him in 3 or 4 years. Well, Daniel Jones has been in here. This is his sixth season, and he's still here.
Mm.
And you don't know. And if you don't know, don't you know?
Well, I see, that's where I disagree with you. I think clearly Joe Shane does know. I mean, I think that what he's done, and we could argue on why he's doing it, because I am curious about the mental aspect of this, is he is making it very, very clear that Daniel Jones is not the future.
Right.
He made it clear.
I'm talking about from a fan standpoint. I'm not talking about from a Joe Shane standpoint.
From a Joe Shane standpoint, he's publicly doing something general managers don't normally do, and that's say, yeah, it's not my guy.
Right. But
you know the cameras were on when he said.
General managers also reserve the right to have their draft their own guy.
Of course.
If they're going to go down and potentially lose their jobs, they want it from the guy they drafted. Period.
Yeah.
Right? This is the situation with the game I'm calling this weekend with the Colts with Chris Ballard, who's on the hot seat because he didn't draft a quarterback after Andrew Luck retired for 3 years.
Yeah, they kept going with veterans.
Oh, let's go with Phillip Rivers. Oh, let's do Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan. Mm. And ultimately, it's like, you just draft your guy, right? Stop trying to put these Band-Aids on. And the Giants aren't, it's not the exact same, but they haven't, this regime has not drafted their quarterback. And so until they do, they're kind of beholden to someone else's issue. And so when he talks to Ryan Poles, like, oh, at least you don't got to think about your quarterback, that's why.
I get why. It's just funny and odd that he's doing it
but
publicly.
It's real.
It's very real. I think, though, it's a motivation factor. I mean, Daniel Jones is acting very different.
Maybe.
And I'm not sure if it's the beard or it's the rumors about him dating Kay Adams or what's going on.
Which I think now is false.
What's false?
That he's dating Kay Adams.
Well, Kay Adams did call Daniel Jones her boyfriend
her
on her FanDuel
my
show.
My guy.
No, said my boyfriend. Now, there may have been some...
It was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I was going to say, there may have been some... Sorry. Look, all I know is this. I don't know if Daniel Jones and Kay Adams are dating. If they are, I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that Daniel Jones is acting a little differently. He made a comment yesterday. Sean read it on the air about him basically saying, yeah, what was the comment about making the playoffs?
Do you think you're a playoff team? Yeah, I believe we're a playoff team. And then he added to that.
He's talking like with a swagger. And I wonder if that swagger is coming from the fact that he's been publicly castrated. I mean, essentially, they admitted they were trying to get rid of him and trade up and draft Drake May. Now you've got Joe Shane saying to Ryan Poles, quote, gotta be nice not looking at the quarterbacks. So I wonder if it's almost like, all right, I'm going to just let it all hang out. Because the Giants are being, and I like the honesty. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it. The Giants are just very open about,
They're being real that they don't know. But they don't know that if he's the answer.
Which is odd that anybody would be mad at them for that. All the Giant fans are screaming they want to get rid of the guy. The moment Shane says, yeah, I'm looking at other quarterbacks, then they get mad at Shane for it. What do you want?
I think they feel it's disrespectful.
So they can say whatever they want on Twitter and God knows what.
Well, there is a difference between fans and the general manager. You think we're all the same?
No, I think what I say
on the radio should be exactly the same as what David Stern says at his press conferences?
Isn't that what we all strive for as fans, to be in lockstep and say, wow, my opinion is the same of that running the team?
No, I think fans, we talk differently than the GMs.
You could talk differently, but doesn't that validate your fandom if you feel like, wow, okay, this GM is seeing what I'm seeing?
To a degree. I mean, I think it validates your opinion. I think it's just odd. And I'm not mad at it, but I'm explaining why Giant fans are. I think it's just odd to hear a general manager essentially say, yeah, the guy sucks. We're going to replace him.
The Giants agreed to have themselves filmed on HBO actively trying to get rid of their quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's
so
weird.
This has been going on for a while.
Right. And then even this thing with Ryan Poles, like, Joe Shane knew the cameras were on. So, like, he knew this is going to get out. Just like Lugie said, he knew.
So you're saying he's doing it on purpose?
Yeah, and I think it's trying to motivate Daniel Jones.
Shane knew he was going poles dancing there.
I'm sorry we brought this up.
Did you sit there for 5 minutes thinking about this?
Did I give away that I had something? I'm working on it.
He's working on that. Now let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Chris in Queens. How you doing, Chris? Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I was on hold for a couple of hours, I was going to get on.
I'm sorry.
First, let me just pay homage and respect to Tiki Barber, man. Big fan.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, man. I was over there in 2005 when you broke that record against Kansas City in the Meadowlands.
Oh, yeah, that was a great game. Freezing, but it was great.
It was freezing. And Coughlin took you out a little early, man. You could have had a few more yards.
True, but, I mean, I think back in that season, you know, Chris, I lost the rushing title by, like, 6 yards or 8 yards or whatever it was to Sean Alexander. Yeah. And I think about those games that I came out early because I'd already rushed for 200-plus yards. But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. But I'm a Giants and Mets guy. The reason I'm calling, it kind of got under my skin a little earlier. Right? I'm driving, I'm doing construction, I'm going to a next site. He's been in the Bronx about an hour and a half ago. I almost spit my drink out of the window when he started laughing. And he said, that, who thinks the Giants are going to have a good... Nobody. Who is he talking about? There's millions of people who believe in the Giants. If you look at last year, I don't want to sound crazy, but if you look at last year, right, I think we're a more improved team. If you look at last year, there's three games that we very easily. That Rams game.
Well, we got to let you go, unfortunately. Right. I know you waited a while, but the phone was in and out. Most people don't think the Giants are going to have a good season.
But that's not Giant fans.
That's not all Giant fans. Right. There are some Giant fans. I mean, people are mixed.
Right.
Personally, I can only speak for myself. Tiki can speak for himself. We can all speak for ourselves.
But I agree with Chris. In a sense, there were three games that they could have won last year.
That's the NFL every year, though.
Of course it is. But for this Giants team, who everyone says sucks, without... most of their talent, they almost won 9 games.
Yeah. But I think you can do the inverse from a year earlier and say they almost lost 3 or 4 games that they won. You could play the same game almost every year in the NFL.
You could, but the point is, either way, they play hard.
Yeah.
Right? They play mostly smart football. They're just not talented enough.
Well, that's the point.
Especially with all the injuries.
But that's the thing. Like,
and so when people say this team is not good, they're not looking at the improved talent with the consistency in coaching. I think that's what Chris is alluding to.
Well, in general, because of the talent on their roster and looking around the NFL, most people, not everybody, you want to be optimistic going into a season. I happen to be optimistic about the Giants. I think they're going to win 8 games.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be in the hunt. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they'll be better than what their over-under says. I think they'll be better than what a lot of expectations are, but they're not supposed to be good, right? Now, what the hell does that mean going into a season? Usually nothing.
That is what's so frustrating about this, though, because Tiki hit on it. You just said, yeah, they could have lost a couple games earlier in the year or the year before and then won this. So we know that they're living, based on the Dable team, 6-9 wins, right? Yeah. So how on earth is, on paper, a more talented team than they had the last 2 years not going to, at the very least, live in that 6-9 win range again that people think they're going to be so god-awfully terrible? Oh, by the way, forget just the plays. If Graham Gano doesn't get hurt, they win 8 games this year with 3 quarterbacks.
Right.
Well, I think they do live in that 6-9 win range category.
I know, but a lot of people will think, oh, 4 wins. They're not going to be this god-awful, unplayable franchise.
No, I don't think they're going to be as bad as some think. By the way, did you see what Malik Nabers did today?
No.
This is interesting. I kind of respect this. Malik Nabers, do you have the audio? Malik Nabers has told the fans what he wants us as fans to chant at him while he's playing home games at MetLife Stadium.
Interesting.
He's created a chant for us.
Okay.
So what Malik Nabers said, do you have the audio ready? I don't know if you're paying attention.
No, there was confusion as to who was supposed to have it.
I sent it. Well, whatever. Point is, let me know when you have it.
Give us a second.
I respect the fact that here's a guy, because sometimes we have to come up with a chance on our own, and they're not that creative.
Right.
It's like we're just chanting a guy's name, like Pete Alonso, Derek Jeter. Actually, one that was very creative back in the day is Yankee fans would chant "Hip Hip Jorge" for Jorge Posada. I was like that one.
That's actually kind of cool. I like
that. Malik Nabers wants to do us all a favor. He's a very confident guy, and he's telling us what he wants to hear at MetLife Stadium anytime he touches the ball. Take it away, Malik.
You got a little taste of it in the preseason, but what are you expecting from the fans here at MetLife?
I'm expecting the fans. When I catch a first down or a touchdown, they say "Leak,
Leak." So he's looking for a leak chant. Are you okay with that, or are you not going
to
do it?
I just it's kind of hard to remember.
Leak?
Leak.
Like, think about what you have to do at halftime when you go to a football game.
That.
Yeah, that's not a good
one. Look, I got to be on the record here. This might catch on. I'm kind of cringing at that.
You don't like that?
It's not as cool as the cruise with Victor Cruz. Yeah. It just, leak doesn't flow that well.
Because you're thinking about taking a leak.
It's not that I am now, but it's not that I'm that. It's just, I don't know. The oohs run better than the ees.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not like when he had a big carry, we went teak.
What did we do when Tiki had a big carry?
We just cheered and chanted, "Let's go Giants," like mature fans.
Wow, so this is the first time you're rejecting Malik Nabers.
I'm not rejecting him. I just think, unfortunately, I think it's going to catch on, but I just want to be on the record that I do think it's cringe. Mm.
I think you're going to like it once it's done.
Oh, no, I'll be doing it.
It's tough. Like, Malik Nabers is in a tough spot because he's doing a one-person chant for himself, so it's going to come across that way. But I think when you have 80,000 people doing that, like, let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. When I say three, when I count to three, all four of us should do leak. Okay. We'll do the leak chant. And I bet you it'll sound badass. You ready?
All right.
Okay.
One, two, three. Leak!
It doesn't sound.
No.
Sean's right.
No. He needs to be original. Burrs.
What?
Nay, burrs?
Burrs. Do the burrs thing at the end.
Nah, that doesn't work.
Well, it works better than leak.
How about just Malik?
How do you chant Malik?
Malik!
Malik! Yeah. You know what?
It's hard.
Maybe you guys are right.
It stinks.
I appreciate the effort, though. I really do. I like that. I like that he's trying to make our job easier as fans.
Right.
Also, just
cheer really loud.
And Victor Cruz didn't have to tell us to chant Cruz. We'll know what to chant and when to chant when we do
it. Did you like Hip Hip Jorge back in the day?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fun. It always made me laugh.
I just thought it was creative.
Hip Hip Jorge!
And Met fans did the Jose chant. Jose, 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 Jose. You guys have tried to rip that off, I've heard. I've heard Yankee fans do that.
Yeah. For Trevino?
Yeah. Jose Trevino.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's what little brothers do. Yeah. I mean, look, when you guys rip off Enter Sandman, we're just going to pay back.
Let's just hope that's the last time we got to hear that. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Yankee baseball a little bit later. They're out in Arlington, Texas, taking on the Texas Rangers. And the Yankee starting lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Let's check in on that Yankee lineup. Finale of a three-game series. They have struggled with rubber games over the last couple of months, and they've also lost a lot of series to bad teams. So it's not shaping up well as Marcus Stroman takes the hill. Here's your lineup. Gleyber Torres leading off at second base. Juan Soto batting second and right. Aaron Judge bats third and center. Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm!
He's cleaning up at third base. Giancarlo Stanton is DHing. Anthony Rizzo back in the lineup at first base batting sixth. Anthony Volpe at shortstop. Alex Verdugo in left. And Jose Trevino is catching. Before anybody gets angry about Trevino catching again instead of Austin Wells, Aaron Boone did reveal yesterday that Wells is a little banged up. So this is not Trevino got the job back. This is, hey, he's a catcher and he's beat up. And that's why Trevino's in the starting lineup for the second straight game.
I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And Wells got hit by that pitch two nights ago. I'll tell you what I like. Jazz in the cleanup hole here. I think that's a little different.
I don't mind. I mean, honestly, I know you play the game with the lefty and the righty with Nate Eovaldi on the mound, but Giancarlo is probably the ideal guy in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, that's all right. But rake him. Jazz has created havoc on the base paths. Get him single, steal two bases.
But that's not the reason. The reason is they want to split up the lefties, because if they had Stanton, it would be Chisholm and Rizzo back-to-back.
I'm not saying that's a problem. I'm just saying I think it fits.
Yeah, fine. I got no issue with it. But this is a lineup on paper that should mash. They weren't able to do it yesterday against Andrew Haney. They didn't lose simply because of Clay Holmes, God bless you. They lost because they couldn't hit the starting pitcher, Andrew Haney.
Yep.
They made defensive miscues that allowed Texas to get back in the game in the eighth inning. And then, yes, Clay Holmes imploded. They have a one-run lead tonight. Who pitches the ninth inning? It will not be Clay Holmes. He's pitched back-to-back days.
The problem is Canley and Cousins pitched, too.
No, yeah. I know.
They have Efros?
Oh, God.
He had one bad out.
It was bad, too. Maybe Marcus Stroman goes a little old school, gives us nine. I'm just kidding. That won't happen.
When was the last time the Yankees had a complete game?
Oh, my God. I think Luis Hill have one earlier this season? Or am I remembering incorrectly?
I feel like he did.
Yeah, I think Luis Hill had one, but complete games.
I felt like he got close. I don't know if he did. I felt like he got close.
Let me see if I can look that up and give you an answer. Complete games are so rare these days. Right. Like, they just never happen. In fact, the New York Yankees have zero complete games.
Yeah. He did get close, though, Hill, right?
Yeah, he got close.
He got to like eight and a third or something, maybe even seven and
two. So they've had zero complete games this season. And if you want to go back to last year, they got two from Gerrit Cole, and they got obviously one from Domingo Herman. That's when he pitched his
the one that you said would be forever forgotten.
The ever forgotten perfect game, which I'm right about.
Of course.
Nobody remembers that. Domingo Herman
It wasn't at home, and it was at 1 a.m.
Yes. Well, that's a part of it.
I know.
A, Domingo Herman's a forgotten Yankee. Unfortunately, he's remembered for bad things, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And then B, it was on the West Coast at midnight. No one saw it.
Yeah.
It's the most forgotten about perfect game in the history of baseball. That's my point. You're thinking about that.
I am, but you're right.
No, I'm definitely right.
Because no one saw it. Nobody actually saw it.
Nobody remembers. If I asked a random Yankee fan, I have to do it at Yankee Stadium. You should do this next time you go to a Yankee game and say, when I say Domingo Herman, what do you think of? No one's going to say perfect game.
You think I should do that the next time I go to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
How about next time I go to Yankee Stadium?
What are they going
to
say? The pine tar?
No, they're going to say that he...
Well, that too. But
yeah, they're going to say domestic abuser.
I know that. I mean, baseball-wise.
I just think it's stupid to go to Yankee Stadium and ask people that.
Well, of course.
Can I just like go have a beer and watch the game?
By the way,
you're probably right.
Earlier in the show, I asked a question. I had asked it a few weeks ago via poll, but I wanted to get an update on said poll. And that was, how would the Yankee season end this year? Would it end with a world championship? Would it end with a no-show performance from the offense? Would it end with bad starting pitching? Or would it end with your bullpen failing them on the heels of the bullpen failing them the night before? Mm-hmm. And we now can declare a winner. It was close, but offense no-show is your winner again. So despite the bullpen failing them, which gained a lot in the voting, got 39% of the vote, 41% say no-show from the offense, which shows you that your deep, dark fear as a Yankee fan
is always the offense.
It's always the offense.
Yeah.
Always the offense.
Well, it's because the bullpen is actually good. You talk about where
is
they
it?
Well,
is it good?
Collectively. Statistics.
It's average, I'd say. I don't think it's good.
It's one of those things where I trust them inning to inning. Yeah. I just don't trust them to close the door.
And that's because of Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think their bullpen in general is just very average.
Look, if you're telling me the starter goes sixth and I'm getting some combination of Weaver, Cousins, Canely, I do trust them to get through the outs. I just don't trust Clay Holmes' style of pitching to close the hammer down if something happens in the final.
Speaking of closers, if I was a Red Sox fan, I would not be happy with what just happened. Kenley Jansen, the closer for the Boston Red Sox.
He's a fan of OMG.
He's wearing an OMG shirt on the field getting ready for the game tonight. That's the theme of the Mets. OMG is a Mets song as much as it's about, you know, Jose Iglesias immigrating to the United States.
He has a great relationship with Jose Iglesias.
You think so?
I'm assuming so.
Or he's like everyone else.
Why the hell else would he be wearing that shirt?
Or he's like everyone else, secretly wants to be a Met. Except in this case, not so secretly.
I mean, he probably does secretly want to be a Met.
That's right.
Where Boston is.
That's true.
Where they're fading towards.
Did you hear about Juan Soto last night?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
What happened?
Juan Soto went to sleep last night in Texas with an OMG t-shirt. Do you hear about that?
Why are you making up rumors?
That's it. No, he went to sleep with it.
Is there photo evidence of this?
No.
Then I don't believe it. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
If somebody listening right now believe that, there's something wrong with it.
And then they woke up and used it as toilet paper.
I don't know. I think I would be annoyed on the other end if one of my players is wearing the t-shirt of song that's sparking the other team.
Unless there's a legit relationship between Kenley Jansen and Jose Ramirez. Now, I can't think of what it would be. Did they cross over somewhere?
I don't know. I don't think they have a relationship, but or maybe they do, and I'm just not aware of it. Have they been teammates? I'm trying to think. You know what? Lamar Jackson said something the other day that I actually liked. I'm curious if this would have bothered you.
Okay.
Or if you would have said, I'm with you, Evan. Lamar Jackson was asked about Patrick Mahomes, and I'm paraphrasing here, and Lamar's like, yeah, no, I have no relationship with him. He's like, I don't have relationships with any quarterbacks. And I heard that, and I was like, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's a guy saying,
why would I?
Why would I?
I have relationships with my teammates.
That's right.
I have relationships with the guys that I'm depending upon.
Like, that felt really old school to me.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
No?
It is, and I appreciate it, but I think the reason he says it that way is because so many NFL players are buddy-buddy with everybody.
Right.
And they want to be. Whereas Lamar, he's all about winning. And he's obviously had that one step he just can't take, that is getting to the AFC Championship game, or getting through the AFC.
Getting through it, because last year he couldn't get through it, yeah.
He wants to win.
No, I respect that. I'm going to be watching tomorrow night's game like a scout, as a Jet fan, scouting it out.
Who?
Teams I got to get through. The Ravens and the Chiefs.
I have them week two.
You have who week two? Ravens?
Ravens.
Nice.
Raiders, Ravens.
Where is that game?
In Baltimore.
That's a nice little commute for you.
It is.
That's not too shabby.
I will be driving to
Baltimore. I was going to say.
This will be the one trip this year where I am not getting on a plane.
Yeah, if you take a plane to Baltimore, that's a problem.
No, I'm driving. The other day I did it because I had to go see my mom. Got there in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, I was moving.
We have breaking news.
Let's hear it.
What's it about?
The Yankee.
We got Yankee breaking news. Is it good news?
Clay Holmes on the IL.
I'm going to declare this as hell yeah, it's good news.
Oh, let's go.
Jack Curry. Aaron Boone says the Yankees will get quote-unquote creative with the closer role in the short term. He said Holmes could still be in the mix. And then Curry added, I don't think Boone wants to publicly say Holmes has lost his job, even temporarily. Now we expect the Yankees to go with matchups for the foreseeable future.
That's what I was saying for weeks.
Let's go.
That's what you got to do. And look, it puts more of the onus on Aaron Boone because you've got to find those right matchups and find those right lanes. And it opens yourself up to criticism, but it's what they've been should have been doing for weeks.
Yeah. Strategery.
And it is strategery, and that's what I pointed out. That's exactly what it is. Now, here's the problem with that, okay? I love strategery. Big fan of it. Here's the problem with that. The problem with that...
You better be right.
Is you better be right. Because if you're not right... Why did you go to Tommy Canely in the eighth inning against that guy?
I mean, this puts a lot more work on the analytics guys. So much more work. So Aaron Boone's sheet is now going to have whoever they're playing and every reliever's, I don't know, career statistics or whatever matchup against every single one of those guys. That's how he's going to have to do it.
That's the way
it's a lot more work.
And that's the way they should be doing it. And there's a term for this that people don't like to use. Boone won't use it. I don't even like to use it. But some callers will call up and say, Evan, you're talking about blank. And the blank I'm talking about is bullpen by committee or closer by committee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a dirty word. Because when you hear closer by committee, it's like a failure. It's like, oh, that sucks. It's not closer by committee. It's using pitchers.
Right.
With strategery.
Uh-huh.
That's what it, but closer by committee is like a very dirty phrase. And look, welcome to Aaron Boone. He has now joined all of us in realizing that Clay Holmes cannot be married to the ninth inning.
No.
It's not allowed to. And I'm glad he's moved on from that. So I agree with you. That is good news.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.